Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area. And once again, we say hello to Mr. Williams. Thank you for handling the load last week, Mark. I appreciate it.
No, Marshall, it's lovely to be back, and I'm raring to go because I've got a lot of things to talk about this week as well.
Well, we'll get right down to it. We'll start off with a couple of things. First of all, on the 19th and 21st, we have a master class and then a performance.
Yes, this is actually a good example of local institutions getting together to bring in a really important artist to the area. And they're spreading a bit of the cost, but they're also getting sort of the more than double the bang for the buck. So it's a really great example. So on Tuesday evening, February the 19th, up in Beckett, Jacob's Pillow Dance has got a masterclass from Akram Khan. Now, Akram Khan is an English dancer of Bangladeshi descent. His background is actually rooted in classical Katka training and as well as contemporary dance. I guess I could fairly say he's one of the most celebrated and respected dance artists in the world today. And cleverly, Williams College and Jacob's Pillow have got together to bring him, as I say, to the Berkshires. Now, he was born in Wimbledon, London, but he started training at the age of about 7 or 8 in the South Asian dance system, and he's grown up and he's collaborated with so many people. He was really famous because he did an event with Juliette Binoche, which was very exciting. He was with the choreographers and dancers Sidi Labari Chakawi and Israel Galvin. He worked with Kylie Minogue, with some visual artists like Anish Kapoor and Anthony Gormley. And he even worked with writers, people like Hanif Qureshi and composers Steve Reich, amongst others. So, and he is on his last world tour as a dancer. He's developed a dance called Xenos. It's based on the fact that 4 million soldiers of colonial descent participated in the First World War. But I'll come back to that in a minute. But on Tuesday, you can actually go and watch him in a master class. And in fact, actually, if there are places still available and you are a reasonably good dancer, I think you will be even able to join in the master class itself. It's at Jacob's Pillow on Tuesday evening. And basically, we'll be teaching his movement vocabulary, and they will and then use that to explore their own creativity and things like that. The class itself will be led by his rehearsal director, but then he will be there afterwards to talk about it and discuss his creative process. So that, I think, is really interesting that Jacob's Pillow did that. And then on Thursday, up at the 62 Center in Williamstown, he and his company are actually going to be presenting the performance of Xenos. It's choreographed and performed by Akram Khan. It's to live music. And as I said, the whole idea is it reveals the beauty and the horror of the human condition in the First World War via, actually, it's a portrait of an Indian dancer whose body becomes part of that instrument of war. So it's really interesting, dramatic. It's his last time that he will actually be performing this world tour. It's his last time as that. Then he'll obviously remain in teaching and things like that. But it's great that Jacob's Pillow and Williams College have got together to put this on, because this is really truly a big master of the art of dance. And I think a lot of people will be absolutely fascinated to go. So, as I say, Tuesday night up in Beckett at Jacob's Pillow and Thursday night at the 62 Center. And check it all out on Rural Intelligence with all the details.
Well, let's move over to Pittsfield, Massachusetts on the 21st, the Real Art Party.
Yeah, Thursday is actually a busy night in the area because the Berkshire Museum. Well, the first thing to say is we mentioned last week that the Pittsfield 10 by 10 festival had started, and it's going to be really in full flight on Thursday evening at the Berkshire Museum because they have this 10 by 10 real art party. We've talked about this in the past. It's very simple. Artists from the Berkshires and around actually all contribute an original 10 by 10 inch work of art. And it's all to be given away for just $25 during the real art party at the Berkshire Museum on Thursday. So you go along, you buy a $25 art ticket, and it guarantees you a work of art to take home on the night of the party. By the way, they do sell out, so you might want to go online and buy one in advance, actually, and you can buy it at the Berkshire Museum admissions desk or by phone, as well as on the actual night as well. The doors open at 6 o'clock, so you get to wander around and look at the pictures and the original artwork. And then the drawing starts at 7 o'clock sharp. And what happens is tickets are chosen. You're at random. And you then, if you've got a ticket, you can then go and choose any work of art that's still on the wall. So the great fun thing is to try and be in the early group and choose something that you find attractive and which matches what you're looking for in your decor. Anyway, admission is free. But obviously, if you want to take part in the art, you have to pay for one of those tickets. And this is the Berkshire Arts Association's annual fundraiser. So you know that your contribution is really going to for a good cause as well. So that's a great fun evening. As I say, that's Thursday at the Berkshire Museum. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Sheffield, Massachusetts is our next stop on the 21st.
Yep, this sounds like a great party. So Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield brings in artists and musicians from all around. And on Thursday evening, they're bringing in Grant Gordy with what he's calling the Brooklyn Acoustic All-Stars. And he's a guitarist. He was with the Dave Grisham Quintet and Daryl Anger. And anyway, he's going to be bringing some of the best musicians from New York City who are in the really thriving acoustic music scene in the city. And he's bringing them to Sheffield on Thursday evening for an evening of traditional style bluegrass and cutting-edge, progressive, new acoustic music. He himself will be collaborating with the fiddler Alex Hargreaves, who has played with Live From Here and the Turtle Island Quartet. So he is, and some people will know him from that. And there will be a whole series of other players as well. And that sounds like a great fun evening on Thursday evening at the Racebrook Lodge. Starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
We will move on. New Milford, Connecticut, at 6 p.m. on the 22nd.
Yes. This is funny. Yes, I looked at it and it sounds really fun. So Hunt Hill Farm in New Milford has cooking classes. And at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, they are having a Game of Thrones-inspired dinner and cooking class. So it's a really fun opportunity to learn how to make, and then, of course, you stay and eat it. A meal inspired by Game of Thrones. It's just to make it clear, it is a class of adults, and it involves full participation in making a variety of the dishes. The chef will be and teacher will be Mary Kagrev, and then of course is followed by sitting down enjoying the meal together. And there's some really fun events. So they're calling it Kingsland Snail in Garlic Sauce Stuffed Mushrooms, and Westerosian roasted vegetables, and all sorts of other things. Medieval salad, and anyway. So it's really themed on Game of Thrones. And sounds really great fun. That's at Hunt Hill Farm. You have to go up and sign in advance, obviously. That's at Hunt Hill Farm in New Milford on Friday the 22nd.
And now for something completely different in Egremont, Massachusetts.
You can say that again. They did it last year, and it was a rollicking success, and they're coming back. So on Friday, at the barn in the Egremont Village Inn in Egremont, they are having a drag pageant, and it's called the Miss No Good, Nancy No Good Drag Pageant. And Nancy No Good will be on hand again to select the participants in this drag pageant, which is hilariously funny. There are all sorts of wildly dressed drag artists. They're doing it for prizes, so there is a real incentive to make themselves really fun. And then they get the title of Miss No Good. There are a whole series of special judges, so you may know some of the judges. And if last year's guide is anything to is any guide to it, this you'll be in for a night to remember. It is hilariously funny. So that's at the barn at Egremont Village Inn on Friday evening. Starts at 8 o'clock.
We'll drag ourselves away from that and head to Stockbridge and talk about some maple sugaring.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I was driving through the snow and the sleet the other day, and I saw my neighbors standing in their fields unwrapping what looks like a very long hose pipe. And I was thinking, what the devil is going on? What are they doing in the middle of a snowstorm? And then, of course, I realized we're getting into maple syrup season. The Berkshire Botanical Garden has got a really well-timed class on it. It's on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. It's run by Chris Wellens, and it really covers all aspects of maple sugaring, sort of identifying suitable trees, and then when and how to collect the sap. He talks about the boiling down process for home setting, how to preserve the syrup for year-round use. The lovely thing is that Berkshire Botanical Garden has its own sugar bushes, and so they can walk through them and learn how to operate them and install spiles. And consider all sorts of things like collection schedules and how to boil down the syrup to the sap to make it into the syrup, and they will do a tasting as well. So that's all at Berkshire Botanical Gardens at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
All right, from Berkshire Botanical Gardens and Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and maple sugaring, let's go to Millbrook, New York, the Inevitable Garden with Gordon Hayward.
Yes, the Kerry Institute has a whole lot of lectures throughout the year, and they've got Gordon Hayward coming in on Saturday at 11 o'clock, actually. He's really well known as a garden designer, and so a lot of people obviously looking for inspiration at this time of the year. So he has been garden designing for 30 years and is all around the world, including he's worked on farms, he's worked on orchards, he worked on an Italian vineyard, and even on a ranch on the island of Hawaii. So he's going to be there talking about how to design and lay out a garden at the Kerry Institute on Saturday, the 23rd at 11 o'clock in the morning. So do check out that if you're looking for a bit of inspiration.
In Kent, Connecticut, on the 23rd, the history of LGBTQ.
Yeah. This is a lovely, a really interesting story. Let me step back and say, so it's at Kent. It's in the Tent Kent Town Hall at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. This caught my eye because last Christmas, my family, my UK-based family, came over and visited me for the holidays, but they spent some time in New York City, and they all went to one museum which they thought was absolutely fabulous, really worth visiting, and that was the Tenement Museum on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And on Saturday, Kevin Jenkins, who's the president of the Tenement Museum, and he's a longtime leader in the LGBTQ movement, is going to give an overview of America's history with the LGBTQ movement, beginning with the two, apparently there's a two-spirit tradition amongst indigenous peoples, and then obviously he takes it all the way up to marriage equality and whatever it is. And he's really well qualified to talk about this, because in 1988, he created the first high school-based gay straight alliance club, which then led him to found and lead the Gay, Lesbian and Straight Education Network for 18 years. So he's going to be there at Kent Town Hall, 2 o'clock, talking about, as I say, the history of LGBTQ people. So really interesting. And if you get a chance, also do check out the Tenement Museum on the Lower East Side. Really worth it.
We will move on to Lenox, Massachusetts, a movie and tea.
Yes, there are two events which reflect on the Gilded Age a bit this week. And on Saturday afternoon at Ventford Hall in Lenox, they're having a movie and tea, and the movie is called Morgan O. Yuki, The Geisha of the Gilded Age. So it's a chance to enjoy a screening of a film about the play's opening performance 13 years ago. So this is The Geisha of the Gilded Age is a play. They made a film about the opening night 13 years ago. And basically, the Morgan O. Yuki is based on a true story of a renowned Japanese Kyoto geisha and her really quite intriguing connection to Ventford Hall's history. What's very nice is the film was made by Kevin Sprague, who is well known in the area, amongst other things. He's the creative director and owner of Studio 2, which is used by a lot of businesses in the area, and he's well known for his filmmaking. And he's also connected to Ventford Hall, so it is logical. Anyway, after the showing of the film, they will have a Victorian tea as well, so really relevant from that point of view as well. So that's Ventford Hall in Lenox, 3:30 next Saturday the 23rd.
On the 23rd, let's come down to Salisbury, Connecticut, Elegant Entertaining in the Gilded Age.
Well, yes, since we were talking about sort of elegant Gilded Age geishas, it's appropriate we talk about Francine Sagan, and because she is going to be at the Scoville Memorial Library, as you say, in Salisbury at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and she's going to be giving a talk. And let me just say that we love Rural Intelligence loves France, because she is a food historian and a James Beard nominated author of 6 cookbooks. But she's also written a number of stories and recipes for Rural Intelligence as well. And on Saturday, she's going to be giving this fun lecture on entertaining in the Gilded Age. I've been to some of her talks in the past, and they are really great fun. And they include things like a trivia contest on the uses for these unbelievably obsolete objects. And she asks, you know, what do you think this was used for? And you have absolutely no idea. And it's absolutely fascinating to see how the technology in the kitchens have changed. Anyway, she's going to also, I'm sure, have some things to taste as well. Her lectures really are good fun. That's at the Scoville Memorial Library, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
We move on from the Scoville Library, head over to Stockbridge, where author Brendan Matthews has a talk going on.
Yeah, well, Brendan Matthews is back. We mentioned him last week because he was up in Lenox, but next week he's going to be down on Saturday at the Stockbridge Library. And by the way, the Stockbridge Library has been, they've spent, I think, $3 million on restoration, and it's absolutely looking beautiful as well. So he's going to be there talking about his new book. It's a collection of short stories. So if you get a chance, it's at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the Stockbridge Library. And look out for the Brendan Matthews and his book as well.
On the 23rd, Hudson, TT and more tea.
Yeah, this we love the store Verdigris Tea in Hudson. It's very adventurous. It does all sorts of things, like, you know, having chocolate tastings and things, as well as tea tastings. But they also have, from time to time, a series of talks and lectures and demonstrations about tea. And on Saturday afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock, and I'm sure it will be, people will be hanging around and there's a chance to see it. Kim Batch will be there talking about Indian tea. And it's, you know, its origin, its harvesting, its importation, how to prepare it. And I'm sure there will be a number that will be possible to taste as well, so you get a chance to check it out. And in the next few months, I know they're going to do all series of other teas as well. So I will say one thing. You might need to register for this in advance. So do check out their website via Rural Intelligence, and it's the Saturday afternoon Verdigris tea, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening.
On the 23rd at 6 o'clock, let's go to Great Barrington.
Yeah, Close Encounters with Music has this lovely style of putting on concerts, but the lovely thing is that the artistic director Yehuda Hanani. Gives these talks at the same time and puts the music in context. And on Saturday at 6 o'clock, it's at James's Place in Great Barrington. Close Encounters with Music is having a concert called Hide and Seek, Humor in the Works of Papa Haydn. So apparently Haydn wrote a number of string quartets, including a joke quartet. And he made a series of musical jokes, as it were, including sort of ambitious beginnings and then faking endings and mismatching dialogues between various instruments and misunderstandings and sort of musical pratfalls. Anyway, apparently were deliberately done. They are great fun to listen to. Close Encounters with Music has put them together in one concert on Saturday, starts at 6 o'clock. He's been joined by a whole series of violists, as it were, from around the world. So do check it out if you like Haydn. And it sounds like a fun thing. And the lovely thing is that Yehuda will be, I'm sure, putting it all in context, so we know what's going on. So that's good fun.
Well, the Hotchkiss Music Department, under the chair, Fabio Witkowski, once again having a famed pianist back to play with the Hotchkiss Orchestra on February 23rd.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the Hotchkiss Orchestra consisted of over 50 pieces and people. It just is amazing. Anyway, on Saturday night, it's the pianist Leonel Morales. He will be there at Hotchkiss School in Lakeville. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. There will be works by Beethoven and Chopin. And as I say, the 52-piece Hotchkiss Orchestra will be accompanying him. So that's great fun. That will be a lovely concert as well.
North Adams, Massachusetts, our next stop on this look around. And the pillow party is coming up. This is, Khaki King, Data Not Found?
Yeah. This took me a couple of minutes, but I think this could be a great thing. If you're in the North Adams area on Saturday evening, you may well want to attend it. This is Khaki King with a program which she's called Data Not Found. And she is a jazz, shoegaze, post-rock guitarist. She is amazing. I've listened to a number of her pieces, just really worthwhile going to see, and she's presenting this sort of a multimedia exploration of big data in contemporary culture, and it's a collaboration with the data humanism advocate Giorgio Lupi and a video designer Max Bernstein, and it sounds absolutely classic for Mass Mocha. These things are getting really well attended, and it's and by the way, Rural Intelligence this week has published one of its main stories is a story about a whole series of Northern Berkshire takeout food options, some of which you don't have to take out, you can actually eat there, and they're all up in the sort of North Adams or Adams area. So before you go, and if you want to have dinner beforehand, do check out the really great dining options by reading our story this week, and then go along. It all starts at Mass Mocha at 8 o'clock in the evening. As I say, her name is Khaki King.
From Khaki King, let's go to Pillow Party.
Well, Jacob's Pillow is getting quite a lot of mentions this week. And on Saturday, they are throwing what they call a pillow party. And every so often they throw these parties on a different sort of dance theme. And the dance theme on Saturday is samba. So it starts with a Brazilian dance lesson from the Boston-based Samba Viva. So you go along, you get to learn how to do sambas and whatever. And then as the evening sort of unfolds, there's a whole lot of live samba music from the Boston Tribute and the Berkshire Bateria. And they're all playing these sort of Brazilian music rhythms of bossa nova, samba, and a whole series of other local Brazilian dance moves that I've never heard of before, but it looks really great fun. It starts at 8 o'clock at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts. So do check it out. And I guess we're getting into carnival season soon, so it's a real chance to check that out in advance. Anyway, and the lovely thing is, the dance lesson is included, so you won't feel that you're out of place on the dance floor, not really knowing what everyone's doing.
All right, we'll wrap things up in good old Kinderhook, New York.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, they're having another of these concerts in the village in the Kinderhook Reformed Church there in Kinderhook. This one's called Beauty, Texture, Emotion, and it's all about vocal and orchestral music from France from about 1840 to 1940. So they're going to be featuring works from Berlioz, Duparc, Chanson, Debussy, Canteloube, Ravel, a whole series of other ones. They're all performed by five singers from the Bard Graduate Vocal Arts Program. And they're joined by the Broad Street Orchestra, as I say, in the Kinderhook Reformed Church. It should be a really beautiful and relaxing end to a Sunday afternoon. So get yourself over to Kinderhook on Sunday, February the 24th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, that'll wrap up another busy week. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I look forward to it.